Getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Sit down.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Let's go. That's right. Hello, I'm Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. Last month was the original kickoff of my show, Getting Real with Roz, where I gave some background about who I am. If you were able to listen in, there's one important thing I want to continue, and that is to speak life into you and others. Love yourself and pass along the same to someone else. We have enough negative around us, and I want to bring you good energy to get you through those times. Also, along with speaking life, I'd like for my guests to speak life, especially to those trying to navigate through this tricky business. And also, just a reminder that you can have a free download of that first intro song, Baby Come On, which is my song on the Infinite L Radio SoundCloud. So, all right, I'm going to keep it short because I'm ready to get going on with our next guest. Let's get the show on the road. In October, I had the honor of sharing the mic with our next guest on the Infinite L Radio Anniversary Show. We had such a good time, and if you tuned in, you would have heard that we have been given a challenge to work on a song together. And we'd like, first of all, to introduce our guest, Elias Qualla, independent artist based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But first, we want you to take a listen to our little snippet that we wrote together, and we'll have him on the mic to talk more about what he's doing. And right now, here's our song, Roz and Elias.
Hey.
It's me, y'all. Life. Can't break my
football.
And my radio skills
tonight. Elias, Koala, destiny. Climbing to the top, you can live this treat. Got my stripes like I'm holding when I beat me. Fight like Tyson on your ears when I sing that. That's my signature Koala King growl. That's what I like to call it.
I need that growl. I'm going to introduce myself on every show that I do. Just randomly growl. I like that.
Yeah,
thank you. What did you think about it?
You can definitely adopt it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it. Say the Koala effect that you put on to everybody. How was it for you doing that? How long did it take you? It took me less than 30 minutes to kind of put something together to have you hear it at first before I redid it, you know, to make it sound better. Did it take you long?
You know, it didn't take me very long. I write a lot, so, you know. I keep up with writing as much as I can. So I think I wrote it in like probably 5 minutes and then maybe 10. And then I did a little mix and master on it. Took a little more time, like probably 30 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
But I had so much fun doing that. I mean, I just, even if it's a small verse, I love writing bars and stuff, and then just try to think of different ways to say things. You know what I mean? Being more creative. So.
And I had the nerve to be singing it. Yeah, I know. And I kept humming it every now and then. I was like, oh my gosh, that's not even a real song, but it was still fun.
It's a real song now.
It's
a real song now. Yeah. I mean, listen, I can't lie. I was listening to it. I was bumping it in the car on my way to work.
We had a music, baby.
Really, that's right. That's right. We gotta come with like a full song sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely worth it. I appreciate that and the offer and the challenge that we came through with. We did that. And so
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And you said something that was actually led me into my next question is a question I'm going to start asking people. What are you using in your studio? What is your recording equipment of choice? I use North program, I should say.
Oh, like what DAW? Yeah. I'm using Logic Pro X right now.
Has that been your main one?
Yeah, you know, I actually started with Ableton, and I liked Ableton, but I thought that it was kind of not very user-friendly, and I was really new at this, so I wanted something a little more user-friendly, so I actually switched to Logic Pro, because I had heard that it was a lot easier to use, and I actually like it, not just because it's user-friendly, but for all the features that it's got, and I've been using it ever since, so yeah, that's what I'm using right now. What about you?
So first of all, I use like 1900s version of Pro Tools. I don't have to pay any, you know, of the licenses because I got it so long ago, and it's honestly still working. So I'm not touching it, but I don't do production like you do. I usually just kind of do what I did, you know, like background parts for people, send them in or take it to a studio who can kind of pump my stuff up a little bit more, so I don't do the full production like you do normally, but
it works for what you need. That's all you
100%.
Need. 100%. Right? You gotta go with what works, yeah. And free is always nice.
Free, I like free.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. Now if it's like kind of janky sounding, yeah, I'll get something better. But no, Pro Tools has done me very, very well. And then I started off with Fruity Loops though when I was. It was just by accident that I even found Fruity Loops. But who, like, as far as when you're working on your music, who is your production team? Like, who's in it in your squad? Who would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got a lot of people that I want to shout out actually. So I'm a part of two like music teams. First one's Tuned In Music, and the other one's Flood Season. And we kind of all, like, collaborate together, too, you know what I mean? But there's two separate ones because the creator of Tuned In, J-Boy Beats, and then the creator of Flood Season, Il Melli, they both, you know, created it at separate times, the team. Mm-hmm. But, like, we all kind of work together now at this point. We're all collabing constantly, and I'm kind of a part of both. Not kind of, I am. And I'd like to shout out J-Boy Beats. He's a producer, artist, and engineer. We've done collabs together. We've actually got a music video together for our song called Surviving. So if anyone wants to look it up, it's Surviving by J-Boy Beats. And J-Boy Beats is J-B-O-I-B-E-A-T-Z with no space, and then featuring me, Elias Koala. And the music video has actually got, I think, almost like 210,000 views right now. So,
oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, it did pretty good. We were really happy with it. And then I'd like to shout out Isodope Beats. He's a producer and an engineer on our team. Tuhan, he's a producer. Nash, producer. Ignore My Lyrics, he's an artist. And there's me, obviously. I'm an artist, producer, and an engineer as well. And then Q Young, he's an artist. And he's learning how to engineer right now, too, on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then part of Flood Season. Flood Season, I'd like to shout out Il Melli, producer, artist, and engineer as well. Nick, he's an artist and an engineer. And then Sorrow, engineer and producer.
Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of people that we work. Yeah, it is great. Honestly, I have to say I'm definitely very blessed to be able to work with such talented people. And it gives us all, like, we have so many options, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Tuned In Music, actually, we released a collaboration album.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of songs on there, a few new tracks, you know, some older ones from other people on the team, too. And we put together an album called Season 1, and then we're going to be dropping Season 2, hopefully sometime soon. We're working on our single.
Mm-hmm.
Our main single for that second album, but yeah, but we're definitely
awesome.
We're definitely trying to stay as consistent as we can.
How did
that
you meet?
So long, but
no, I was just like, this is amazing. I mean, when you find people you can work with, and then also, a lot of times, you know, it's good to have other ears. And I used to love writing with other people. That's kind of started in the studio professionally, just writing for, at the time, you know, when rappers kind of worked with singers, I would write hooks for them. And so I miss it, and I hear it you know, what you're saying. And it is just like I said, you are definitely, it's a blessing that you have so much on so many people.
It is.
Yeah, you know, to be able to do
is.
What you do, you know. So what type of music do you mostly do?
I would say it's mainly hip hop. We're not just one branch of hip hop. We kind of branch out into all different, you know, types of hip hop. You know, the different subgenres of hip hop. But we also got some pop records too, because I do a lot of pop rap, you know, fusion, and ignore my lyrics does too. And I would say that he's mainly actually R&B and pop. So it's not just rappers, you know, we got people that sing too. But I would say overall it's pretty much hip hop.
Our own
like spin on it, you know.
Yeah, I love it, which makes it more exciting as well when you can put your own spin to it. And as we go along, I'm going to ask just kind of some of the questions are kind of random, but some I just feel like maybe you're the people out there will want to know something about, like who's your pet? Do you have a pet?
Ask away. I have a what?
Pet. P-E-T. Pet. Like an animal.
Oh, like a pet. Well, you know, actually, I got a fish tank in my room.
Oh, you got a fish tank. What's your fish's name?
Yeah. Well, I have multiple fish in there, and I didn't name any of them.
You didn't name any of them? Okay. Because I was going to ask you, they like the music, your music.
They're just my fish. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't. I saw, I have none. I want one.
No pets.
But yet, at the same time, I cannot. I want a dog because in my mind, I'm that crazy dog lady. Like, we would dress alike. I would have on, like, he would be bedazzled. Everything my animal pet would have is just, like, shiny. Like, I'm out of control with like that. I'm that
person. I can
see
that. Yeah.
So,
funny.
Yeah,
and his
name is Brody, just so you know.
Oh, you already named
him.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah, I already got a name.
Which breed do you want?
I have no idea because I just love dogs. I and that's the funny thing is I'm not even sure yet, but I feel like he would be up here with me right now listening to us talk.
He'd be sitting right next to you or on your lap.
Yeah, just sitting there chilling. So tell me, before we get to your next music, to your next song, though, I want you to tell me how you got started, or your first song. Tell me how you got started in music. Like, how did the thing...
Yeah, I'll try to keep this short because it is a very long story and a very interesting story in terms of, like, how much I've switched around in terms of genre. Mm-hmm. My first ever experiences with music was when I was – that I could remember was when I was five. And I taught myself how to play piano and clarinet by ear. But I would just listen to the music that my dad would listen to. And the really cool thing about that – my dad is that he liked all kinds of music, so I heard all kinds of music. Like, I'm saying, like, his playlist was like, you'd hear Led Zeppelin, then the next song would be Biggie, then the next song would be like some indie folk song, and then the next song would be like a classical piece, and then the next song would be like, you know, it was just every genre. The only genre he didn't really listen to was country.
Really?
Yeah. So literally, pretty much, I'm not kidding, every genre
that's
my
great.
Dad would listen to, except for country music. So I never really, Anyway,
nice.
So I would hear all kinds of music, and I actually chose the classical music path first, and I went to music school, got my master's and stuff like that. But
what did you get your master's in?
I got my master's in music performance. So my bachelor's was in focus on bassoon, and then my master's was in focus on clarinet. But, yeah, while I was doing all that, my secret kind of, like, little thing that I would do was, like, whenever I went home, I would write my own music. And I was just always I was always kind of, like, embarrassed, you know what I mean, to, like, share it. And admit that I liked rap and singing, that I liked rapping and singing, just because I didn't think that people would take me very seriously. Because I, you know, obviously I think, you know, at this point I'm a pretty goofy person. I like to add that in there, you know, but
yeah.
I it got to the point during COVID when I was just, I was like, well, I got nothing else to do. There's no concerts happening. I can't take any gigs. So I'm like, you know what? I want to start writing my own music taking it more seriously, not start, but like start actually trying to pursue that. And I just started recording more and writing more and actually doing styles that I really like to listen to, you know, like my favorite music to listen to. And I wanted to make music that I love. So that's kind of where I'm at now. Yeah, thank you.
I definitely love that. That's amazing. I kind of have the same path. I started off in was gospel, but also just packed with classical, so undergraduate music. So I played violin all through then, and I still play now, but I don't have a lot of time anymore to get in orchestras. And then also, there's someone in grad school as well, teaching in the schools, in the college level there for a little bit. Undergraduate, I went to Bethel College. It's a private, probably one of the best, that's ever happened to me. I'm actually on a committee, actually just started this last month or this month, that they're trying to help the school grow. And it's, just a totally amazing. And then graduate program, I went to Wichita State and KU, taught at both of those universities, and another, undergraduate, junior college that I taught at Butler County.
Wow.
But yeah, that's so awesome. I'm really thankful. So I hear what you're saying and just seeing how, and you can kind of tell in some of your music, just there's just something a little different, which I absolutely love. And so, that the audience can get to know your style, let's have them listen first. Let's listen to November Skies, and then we'll discuss together afterwards.
Okay, cool.
Always icicles in my wrist. It's that November brisk wind. Yeah, got me chins like a villain.
My mind like November sky. Gray and dingy might cry. Neither side try to come in and brighten my day. Felt this love from the start, but I'm falling apart. Feels unfair, I can't share what's in my heart.
All the days is around the corner. Should feel happy, but I'm in torment. Cause I can't be happy and enjoy it. Talking about life when I unemploy it.
When I say unemployment, I ain't talking about my job. Yeah, I stay busy working, get my hours on the clock. Cause I slip down, time to write down, remember that I'll never find love, not even in November.
My mind like November skies, gray and dingy might cry. Neither side tried to come in and brighten my day. Felt this love from the start, but I'm falling.
You're listening to Getting Real with Roz on the Infinite L Radio. Let's connect on Instagram at GrammyNod.
Okay, so Elias?
Yeah.
So being a music major here,
uh-huh.
You hit a seventh And yeah. That was it. I was like, you had me at seven.
I love that you noticed that. That's awesome. Seriously,
yeah.
You have no idea how happy that makes me. Thank you.
So let me explain. You want to explain to them what the seventh means?
Yeah, so, okay, the seventh is basically every song has a key. Well, not every song, but, you know, every pop song or whatever that you listen to is going to have a key. And every note of the scale has a degree to it. And the first note of that scale, whatever the key is called, an example, this is an F major. So F is 1. So if you count up F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E is 7. So the chords, there's a lot of 7 chords in there. So the chords will have that E natural in there. And it creates that just like that nice dissonance that for me, I don't know, it just sounds, it gives like this kind of nostalgic, sad feeling,
yeah.
And it makes it sound not 100% major. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It sounds a little, it makes it sound a little more melancholy while still being in a major key.
And then what
so.
You also did, just breaking it down real
mm-hmm.
quick, was it's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you did that, and then you took the song up an octave, and I was like, there's no way he's
going
to get 7. And then you did it
uh-huh.
again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I hit the 7th, and yeah, that's another thing, too. That's your point on that. I forgot to mention, I'm hitting the 7th note in the last part of the hook, right? That's
mm-hmm.
what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so highlighting that 7th note in the hook and the melody also just gives it that kind of, I don't know, just like that, I don't want to say depressing, but you know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's
like
definitely not
just,
depressing,
it just makes it,
but it's a haunting kind of sound
yeah,
that you have.
Yeah.
And I actually love songs that have that haunting feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the studio right now finishing up some stuff, and I've had one of my songs that has
uh-huh.
that same flavor.
Yeah,
yeah. But where did you get the inspiration for that song?
So, long story short, extremely long story short. I cannot get into the details, but
okay.
I have been going through some stuff lately, and it's been kind of life altering for me, actually.
Okay.
Going through some like pretty major changes in my life, in terms of like mental health,
mm-hmm.
and they're, you know, legitimate like doctor, you know, prescribed, like, you know, went to a psychiatrist. So I've just been dealing with a lot of like new stuff that's coming up in my life, and it's just been kind of I don't know, I just feel dingy.
Okay. Well,
November,
you know,
sky,
I don't want to take
gray and dingy.
Yeah. I don't want to take this lightly, but because this is there
no.
anything you feel like you can help or encourage others? Because especially as musicians, artists, there's a lot of things like that happen, and you hear that often, you know, on with a lot of celebrities, and it's real. Is there anything you feel like you can
mm-hmm.
help or encourage? Because my motto here is to be able to speak life into someone else. What could
yeah.
you, what can you share with someone right now?
You know, as maybe simply plain as this sounds, if you really feel like that the way you think and things that may happen to you in your head that you can't control don't feel or seem normal, even if everyone else around you is telling you that, no, you're fine, they don't really know what's going on inside you.
Mm-hmm.
If you really feel the need to get help, be brave and get
yeah.
help from a doctor, because it was hard for me, you know, like
yeah.
I've been dealing with this stuff since I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm 27 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while, you know what I mean? Where like these things have been happening to me.
Yeah.
And I could get into the details, but you know, we need to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I
topic,
really, this,
you know,
this is really,
yeah.
but it is definitely really important. So thank you for even being
absolutely.
Open to share
yeah.
that. And then as far as like even, first of all, November 28th is your release date.
Yeah, yeah. So this song drops November 28th. And really quick, just to reiterate on something that I said before we play the song,
mm-hmm.
I was never embarrassed of the music that I like. That everyone has always known that I've loved hip hop and pop music and stuff like that. So I don't want to, I just want to, you know, state that real quick. I know this is kind of going back, but I just want to make sure that people know that I was never embarrassed of the music that I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
okay.
The fact of me putting it out there myself. You know what
gotcha.
I mean? And
okay.
Because it was different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't what you would normally hear, right? But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
this song,
that.
Yeah, no, this song, November Skies, drops November 28th. And I'm definitely really excited about it. It's definitely my best work so far in terms of
nice.
Mixing and mastering.
Uh-huh.
I really feel like I did get an overall pretty decent mix out of this, and it took me forever to get a good mix because it's hard. It's hard to mix and master. It's not easy.
Oh, yeah, I don't even try. What I sent you is just what it was. I was like, okay, so if I you know, so if for you guys who do the mixing and mastering, I think it's such a gift.
It's
such a mystery at the same time how you do that.
Is.
So I know how important that is. And so when you're working
it's
on
like,
your music, go ahead.
No, yeah, sorry. It's like learning. It's like learning another instrument, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It really honestly is because it didn't click for me like that way. I was just kind of treating it like it was like a mathematical equation. Like do this with the EQ, then do this with the compression. Exactly what people were telling you. But then once I sat down and actually just started trying to do and tweak things myself and going by what I was hearing,
mm-hmm.
then I started slowly, I'm saying slowly because very slowly, but I started slowly getting a little better because I started realizing, okay, if I want it to sound like this, let me try this with this setting or whatever in the EQ or in the compression or, you know, whatever I was using. You know what I'm saying? So once I started treating it more like an instrument instead of just like a tool, it started making a little more sense to me. Now, I'm not even close to where I want to be at all because I realize it could still be so much better. But as long as I'm recognizing the progress.
Yeah. Did you have any bassoon on anything?
Not yet, but I do got a track that has clarinet in it.
Okay.
Yeah, my song, You Spook Me. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
the clarinet's
nice.
The melody.
Okay, you guys, don't forget to listen to his Spook Me. When did that just come out in October, or was that an older song?
That dropped on Halloween, actually.
Nice. When you need Halloween song. That was good.
That's right.
So are you signed
with
the label? This is I'm going to ask you some questions that are kind of geared toward the industry, and as entertainer, as a musician, and all a producer, whatever, all of the above. How do you feel like being signed with the label, not being signed with the label? Do you prefer indie, you know, or not? And just tell me some pros and cons of both.
You know, that's a tough one, but I feel like just in a general sense, there's definitely pros and cons of both. Obviously, the pros to being independent is you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally make whatever music you want. You got no other people, unless if you ask for other people's opinions. But you know what I mean? Like if you're your own boss, you can do whatever music you want, and you can formulate your own style, which is what, you know, what we're both doing, which is a really cool thing. But of course, you know, the benefit to a label is that a label can make you global, you know?
Yeah.
And if that's what you want, then that's definitely a benefit. Now, obviously, there are independent artists who have made themselves really big, but it's definitely a lot harder. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me, personally, if I was to sign to a label, that's not like my main goal, to be honest. But if I was going to, and if that opportunity did arise, it would have to be a label that would let me still have the artistic and creative freedom that I want. And just kind of work with me and help market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know? So that's what I would want. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, initially I just never crossed my mind. I was like, oh yeah, if this is happening, I'm going to be with a label. But then one thing when I started this radio thing was about what we're speaking about right now. For a female, we have a little different issues that we have to deal with. So what happened was I got a little taste of being kind of working with someone who was kind of trying to help me into that direction, but it just turned really ugly. And I thought, I'm never desperate for anything. So I ended up parting ways and, decided to go on my own and just start doing what I love, and which is performing. I mean, I do so much. I mean, just doing what I love. And so when you're talking about the label, like you said, that is something that people may not realize, but usually they have their own agenda. And if you feel like you want a certain thing and you want to go a certain direction, you have to be willing to give up that sometimes, that creativity, unless you can buy yourself out. Yeah. And then, you know, kind of get them, you know, on your own, and then you kind of take over. But there's a lot that you have to, and so you already know that, though. You just said that you have your own thing. So that's important to know
and
that.
You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. This is you.
But you're right. Like, it's definitely even harder for women and for so many reasons. And it's just crazy and unfair to me that that's still a thing. You know? But we don't have to get into that topic.
Yeah, no, thank you, because, again, which is really important to me, but and for the, you know, woman, but also, you know, men obviously, you know, can sometimes get messed over, and not in a different way. Like, we all can sometimes get messed over, even with money. Like, there's so many, and you know, I mean, you hear performers, you think that they're kicking it rich and in yachts, and they are barely.
Yeah, some of them are.
So many stories
it's
like
crazy.
That.
Yeah, I know,
so
it's crazy.
I definitely, hope people get those lawyers, get them ready,
save
up money, get yourself together. Mm-hmm. But I know this is, I'm really enjoying myself. I'm going to skip really quickly, and I'm going to say, let's go to the next song so we can make sure we have time to talk about it. And that is your song called. No, you're fine. This is what this is about. We have some time, but I want to get this one in really quick. Well, let's hear your song, Honeybee.
Are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
Okay, so you got me again. You got me talking like a nerd. So when you
I love that. Trust me. You have no idea. I love nerd talk with music.
So,
hit me with it. Yeah.
You did something. First of all,
I feel like I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Before I say what I was going to say, I'm going to say something just kind of weird. There was a spot where you just did this really light harmony in the background. Anyway, I love harmonies, and you just kind of did some light thing. But anyway, I felt like it was trying to be 6/8, like the swing, but yet that beat was just solid, you know, just the, and I was like, oh my God, it's not a hemiola, but it's
no
has that. I couldn't, but I liked it.
Thank you.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, because you're right. I definitely purposefully actually tried to write in terms of rhythms and stuff, you know, 2 against 3.
You did. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That
was
nice.
You're not wrong. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's actually something that no one's noticed and no one said before, and I think that's great. So thanks for mentioning that. And there's actually something else too, another nerd thing in there, which is pretty dope, because actually did I tell anybody this? I don't even know if obviously I did it on purpose because I knew what I was doing, but I don't even think I ever even mentioned it to anybody. But actually, a fan of mine actually messaged me on Instagram out of nowhere. And they were like, first of all, I'm so happy to see that you're doing shows. I was like, thank you. And then they were like, by the way, your song Honeybee is super dope. And I love the line where you say, I'm a singing bee, and you sing the note B. Because I actually say, I'm a singing bee. Yeah. And so I say it. Yeah. Okay, so I say that, right? I say, I'm a singing bee. And I actually sing the note B, right? First of all. And, you know, the song's called Honeybee. Also, the song's in B major, okay? Yeah, and then in the next line I say, haha, this B major, right, the key, and then I'm a sergeant B major.
Oh!
Like, a B, yeah.
Ah, and I missed it!
Thank you.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're making me want to have a nerd corner. Like, we'll just stop and I'll do a jingle and it'll be nerd corner and we talk about these things.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
I'm down. I'm always down to talk about this kind of stuff because this is what I try to do with the bars that I write in my raps is I definitely put a lot of time into the thought. You know what I mean? Making bars. You know what I mean? I'm not just saying stupid stuff that makes no sense. I'm actually putting thought into this, but it definitely will take time for people to catch on. But the fact that someone, you know, that they messaged me that and said that, that was like a really, I don't know, that was just a really cool moment for me that someone else noticed.
Man,
that, you know,
that was a fan with some skills, because I sure missed that one.
That's
it
right. He's actually, I'm sorry, he's actually a producer too, which is
great.
Okay. He makes music too, so he. You know, he obviously knows what he's talking about. His name's Zanex Beats. He's from Sweden, actually.
Woo! Zanex! Good call on that one. That is amazing. I have a song that I did that's kind of like it's called I Fall In Between. And when I say I fall in between, the words that I'm saying are actually going in between the notes. But I'm definitely not as deep as what you just did. Like, that just dropped mic on me right there.
I appreciate that. But still, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like that's the difference sometimes. Not all the time, because there are major, you know, artists, A-tier artists that are doing stuff like this too.
Yeah,
right? But that's the difference with independent artists. I feel like there's usually more love and more passion involved. Now, obviously, like I said, there are major level artists that I look up to that do this kind of stuff in their music too, you know? And
so that's important though. I want to ask you a little bit about it because again, going back to what we were talking about, having a label, there is sometimes, they're a mill. They know exactly what they're doing. You get in their little mill, they go zoom, zoom, zoom. They kind of whittle down the sides, kind of scrape it down. And sometimes you kind of end up sounding, not in a bad way, the same, because I mean, but some of those creative things that you're saying sometimes can be left out because, you know, there's a certain sound and certain thing that they're trying to, you know, kind of ride the waves of until something else comes and then, you know,
That's the problem, in my opinion. That's one problem with the music industry, especially in America, I feel like, is they just try to push the same sound. And there's so many times that you hear, you know, music on the radio, and you're like, wait, is it this one? Is it that one? Who is it? You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
And then those artists become... And I heard Nicki Minaj say this in her interview with Joe Budden. I think it was with Joe Budden. Mm-hmm. But she was saying how, like, you know, if artists jump on a sound and they try to mimic another artist, and that artist who's mimicking becomes faceless, and you don't even know who they are, then you just hear them and you're like, oh, that's that dude that sounds like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's wow. just
You know, it's amazing when somebody can break the mold and do their own thing. I love that type mm-hmm. of and I actually get frustrated. Here I am on a radio show, but I get frustrated yeah. with certain like stations where everything is so much the same, but I like the indie stations. Man, it's just something yeah. so refreshing about hearing those indie stations and seeing the creativity yeah. that's out there, because it's just, I mean, if I tell you we can listen to a song every minute of every single day and still not be able to listen to all of the amazing songs that are written and that are out there. But, you know, I'm not complaining. You know, I'm thankful that we even have music to be able to listen to. But is there anything you feel like while you've been working on your music that you feel like you've ever wanted to give up? Because if you, you know, kind of know how it is to have those emotional breakdowns, have you ever had this time where you're just kind of like, I'm done with this industry?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, every day, like tomorrow. Like, I'm done.
Listen, that,
all right.
unfortunately, part of like the things that I was talking about earlier with mental health is I have a type of like bipolar type disorder. So I'm not trying to get too personal, but I'm definitely very up and down. Mm-hmm. I don't try to be. That's just how I am. So like one day I'll wake up and I'm like, yeah, I love making music. This is great. And then literally 2 hours later, I'm like, I hate my life. Why am I doing this? This is so stupid. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
And then another 2 hours, you know, it's just.
That's
so
amazing. Okay.
But I will say that just in general, I think that stuff is normal for musicians, you know, to go through that type of thing. Any type of musician in any genre, you know, if you're trying to make it in music, it's hard.
It is.
Especially, you know, if you don't, here's the thing. I think that it's, if you do the, okay, copy of another artist and, you know, follow their blueprint, right, you can blow up really quickly. But then it's going to be hard for you to stick as an original. But then if you're original, it takes longer, right? But then at least when people hear you, they know it's you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a really weird question.
Okay.
Say, if you were, let's just imagine you just signed with a label and you know you have a bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you would be able to handle the industry, or do you feel like it's safest not being in the industry just because of that alone?
Honestly, I feel like I would actually be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. Because of this one reason, because I have for years actually been handling and dealing with all of these types of mood swings and thoughts that I have constantly throughout my, you know, in my head for years. And I've gotten a lot of criticism about a lot of things over the years. And, you know, I've had even family members who, you know, have not supported me and have openly told me, like, you know, your music sucks. You know, you're not, like, why? You know what I mean? And I feel like if you can handle the people who love you, right, and are in your family and are closest to you, if you can handle them, you know, giving you hate, then you can handle anyone giving you hate. I get quite a few. I mean, my TikTok's nothing crazy, right? Not even close. I don't get a lot popping on my TikTok, but I will say that there have been a good amount of hate comments on my posts, and I actually just laugh at them. I think it's funny.
Well, you had 20?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, just in general, I'll get hate comments here and there on my posts, like, this sucks. no, don't drop this song. It's terrible. I'll like post like, say, hey, you like this song, you like this song, you like that song. If you listen to my music, you'll never know what's coming next because I always try something different. And
okay.
then like sometimes people will be like, no, I don't like this. Oh, no, this sucks. This is
okay.
atrocious. This is terrible. And I'm just like, okay.
But okay. And you can
I
handle
what I love. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always call it the ugly baby syndrome. Like sometimes I think some of my jam, you know, songs are the jam, and then, you know, people are like, what is that?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But to be able to do it is still your baby, no matter at the end of the day. But something you
exactly.
said was also exactly what the name of when I say speak life into someone, I think of people that you love can also be the people that really keep you down and hold you down. And
yes.
and so you just find that next, that group or your family, you find your squad, you find whatever you want to call it, then you find them, you know, to be able to help you when the people who should be helping you. And so that phrase, speak life, is actually due to exactly what you just said. You know, those people you feel like
wow.
you have in your life that are you're supposed to be trusting in that. You think they're the
yeah.
ones that are supposed to be building you up and lifting you up. And when you don't have that, you know, I didn't even know I did this, but since I can remember after I left home, I think I just started creating like a family, and I didn't know why
yeah.
until I realized,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, I see why. I just need those people who can, like I said, speak life, and just kind of, tear down those negative comments that they try to build up around you, because they really have nothing to do with you. It has more
no.
to do with them when it unless your song really is ugly, you know. But I mean, as far
right.
as,
but,
but you know what I'm saying.
I feel like no, I do know what you're saying, and I feel like there's another aspect too. Some people see artists and people who create music as
oh my God,
otherworldly,
yeah.
like type people, like they're not real people. You know what I'm saying?
Know.
And like, yeah,
I know.
And so like. And so, like, whenever it's your family member doing that, some people find that kind of weird. So,
oh my gosh! So it's and honestly, I call it the American Idol effect. So now that we have
yeah.
all these talk shows, and mind you, those shows are great. I'm just they're entertainment, but what happens is they now view us artists as entertainers, as people who like you know aren't really real. You know, they can just. Say
exactly.
whatever and just feel it. And that is a real, real thing. And when you put songs out there, though, do you put them out on just on TikTok? Is that what you're saying? Or is it just how do you present your music?
Oh, no. I'm actually doing pretty much everything I can. My music's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on iTunes. You could buy my music on iTunes. I'm on I post the stuff on TikTok. I post stuff on Instagram. You know, I'm literally trying to get it out to any outlet.
Okay.
I even have some songs on, like, Reverb, which is something that not a lot of people use. I have my music on Deezer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like,
mm-hmm.
I use TuneCore, so I distribute through TuneCore.
Yeah,
so music is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just trying to get my sound out there as much as possible, and I do have people that really do like it. You know what I mean?
Tell people
they,
what that is, though. I'm sorry. Since we're talking, I'm sorry. You can go back to that in a second, but just make sure you talk to people, again, especially for those new listeners or people who don't know much about the business and want to do things. Can you make sure you explain to them what TuneCore, CD Baby, and those type of things?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. So, like you said, TuneCore, CD Baby, there's DistroKid, there's Muse. I know there's so many more. I know that TikTok is actually making their own, they made their own distributor.
Oh,
well.
Really? Okay.
Called, yeah, they're, it's in the, you know, it's like in, I mean, you can sign up for it now, actually, but it's, you know, it's new, but it's called Sound On. And there's so many more. They're called distributors for anyone who doesn't know. And basically a distributor can kind of act like a record label, and you know, you're your own boss. You can, you know, as long as the music is decent enough quality, you can release your music through these distributors. You
mm-hmm.
pay usually a yearly fee
mm-hmm.
to release your music through these distributors, and they will put your music on Spotify, Apple Music, and you know, Amazon Music, and all these other different Pandora. All the different, you know, music streaming services. I don't know how I couldn't think of the word, the streaming, you know, the streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get your music on there. You have to use the distributor. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up. Like I said, some of them are free. But the ones that are going to get your music on the platforms that you want, usually you have to pay like some kind of yearly fee. And they're really not that expensive. Like TuneCore is $50 a year. That's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it starts at, I think like $15 a year. You could do the basic plan for $15 a year. So if you just want to like try it out and just start putting music out, you can literally pay $15 a year to keep your music on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, and all this. So, you know, it starts out, I know Muse, for example, Muse starts out free.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would recommend getting TuneCore or CD Baby or DistroKid.
Yeah.
Those are the three that I think are the best.
Okay. That's helpful because, again, sometimes when people are starting out, they don't know which way to go. And when you're working with other people, sometimes it costs, you know, maybe more for somebody else to help you, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming people figure it out on their own, but.
No, it's true. And, you know, I actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I didn't have very much direction in the beginning. And I just picked one randomly and I picked a Muse. And let's just say I wish that I wouldn't have picked them and I had to switch over to TuneCore. Because
I had which one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, they were telling me that they weren't going to pay for my streams. They weren't going to pay me for my streams.
Okay.
And they were like, you know, we're going to take down your music. We're not paying you for the streams because it was too much for them. And I was like, well, you're a distributor. Like this is. It just seemed they emailed me. Yeah, it was really weird. They emailed me, sent me this really like really vague, fishy email. They were like,
okay.
we noticed they didn't say, they said this, they said we noticed an abnormal amount of streams coming through your music. And I was like, okay. Like what does that even mean? And then they were like, we're going to take down these songs, blah, blah, blah. And then I went over to TuneCore, and TuneCore has got no problem with it. They've been paying me for all my streams. So
interesting. Okay. Well, again,
that's
really
yeah.
important to know. Whatever we can kind of help and warn people, and I'm not about tearing people down, you know, unnecessarily, but, you know, maybe they, you know, these different people, who knows, they might be able to change, or maybe you have a bad person who's behind some of this and they don't, you know, the companies may not know, because that could definitely happen as well. So, you know, I appreciate
you never know. Yeah,
that.
And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Muse. Their support team was great. They answered very quickly. There was a lot of positives to Muse. Muse has an app that you can distribute through. You know, so there's definitely a lot of positives to Muse and things that I liked about it, for sure, 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I could literally be at work, and I could distribute a song because it was on my phone.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, that definitely was a really nice feature. But overall, TuneCore has got a lot more built into it and a lot more opportunities. Like, they have an internet radio. You can get your songs played on their internet radio. They do fan reviews. You can get fan people to listen to your music and do, like, reviews on it. They can make you an album. Like, they can literally make you a vinyl. Of your album cover, they've got there's so much more too. They're really honest.
Yeah.
So they've even got their own you know, like ASCAP and BMI and registering your songs with that, right? So TuneCore's got its own publishing thing where you can, if you have TuneCore, you can literally just do their publishing, and you know, you'll get your royalties if your songs are played on radio or played outside of streaming platforms.
Okay. Well, this has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Just you know, again, when I had first started, it's always interesting to hear, first of all, how people get started, but warnings for, you know, people that maybe I didn't know, you know, and how to, like I said, press, you know, CDs, and then the mental parts of how to deal with it. Some people without any kind of mental challenges, this is a business. You have to be tough, and you have to be able to be able to get up, even you know, just to be able to keep going.
You gotta have thick skin.
100%, you have to have thick skin. But I want to thank you. I hate to close, but we're gonna thank to Alaya Squala for being on the show. And
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And the next show date is going to be third Monday of the month. And it's, the next one will be December 19th at 7:30 p.m. Okay. with Desan from Chicago, Illinois, who has been signed with a label. And I'd really be interested to hear what her take is as well on some of the items that we spoke about. But
okay.
Let's make sure.
I'll
yeah, we're going
to
check
that.
Out. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It'll. I feel like it'll definitely be well worth it. She has some more story too. I feel like I want to ask her about. And let's make sure to check the music showcase that aired on Saturday, November 5th, 2022. That show is hosted by IO Radio Show's creator, producer Elle, and broadcast the first Saturday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out the In the Know with Oheniwa show that broadcasts live each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Send to her IL Radio Thanksgiving special. And anyway, it has been real with Alaya Squala and Getting Real with Roz. And wish we could play our song again, but y'all listen to it again. We got a hit. No, 30 seconds.
A 30 second, yeah, 30 second radio hit. As soon as it starts, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, well, thank you, Elias. And that is it
no problem.
For
thank
our
you.
Show, November.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do.